Brothers and sisters, even this whole gangster stuff, you can get it weekly through the movie station. And even on regular TV with the likes of movies such in the past, such as The Untouchables, such as Godfather in different installments, 1, 2, and 3, The Goodfellas. Everybody also knows about that program with Tony Soprano, The Sopranos. I think they're in their 6th or 7th year. Even my parents, they watch that. And they watch it with popcorn and pizza and they love it because they're entertained. Also, John Gotti, The Last Dawn. All of these things, Ya Ikhwani, Ya Akhwati, the Muslims, they give their time, they give their pleasure, and they give their attitude to wanting to become just like these people. What is wrong with us, Ya Ikhwani, that we don't have our own culture? Ya Ikhwani, Ya Akhwati, let us have a heart to heart. A few years ago, I was dealing with a Muslim from East Africa. We won't say exactly where he's from, but he's from East Africa. With this young youth, we had the opportunity to do some counseling with this young knucklehead. But this young knucklehead, he didn't want to listen to what we had to say. This young knucklehead, back in the day, he used to swear and cuss. And he had no respect for his elders whatsoever. I even seen him on many occasions tell his mother to her face where she can go, if you know what I mean. I even seen this young kid tell his aunts, his uncles, even his friends where they can go to their face. Well, one day he said it to me, and I said to the kid, look, you don't know where I grew up, kid. You need to relax. Anyways, to make a long story short, me and the kid, we tussled a little bit, and then we were able to get separated. He decided to go to his house and get a knife to come and finish me off. Well, at that time, by the time he came back, I was already gone. A few months later, about 6 months, 7 months later, the same kid, this knucklehead, was in a drug deal. And unfortunately, the drug dealer went very bad. And another Muslim, two Muslims, you can imagine, fighting over drugs. This other Muslim came, took the shank, and stabbed him right in his neck, and he died. This is what's going on amongst the Muslims. This is even going on against the non-Muslims. But how is it that a Muslim kid, whose mother and father prayed since the kid was alive, who ate halal food, who went to the masjid, that the kid is caught up in this crazy activity, Ya Ikhwan? This is stupidity. Also, we find an Asian brother from Southeast Asia. Also him, caught up with some drugs, and he had a fight with his friend over a girl. He killed his best friend over drugs and a girl. All because they want to be this macho gangster, this mobster, this thug. Also, we know some kids over in the Mideast, we find some of the kids over there jacking cars, stealing radios, taking hubcaps off of fancy cars. This is stupidity, Ya Ikhwan. Why is the Muslim going crazy trying to be caught up in all this foolishness?